Relax. Close your eyes. Take a deep breath. Welcome to Pillow Talk Radio, the most delicious place to be. On this podcast, we explore how to create more connection, possibility, romance, and magic in love and in life. I'm your host and relationship specialist, Cora Boyd. Are you with me?
Hello, Pillow Talkers. Welcome. I'm here back in the fairy house. I don't know if you can hear that crackly candle cracking. It was marketed as a crackling candle. So it best be crackling. Hang on, let me put it to the microphone. You hear that crackle? Imagining you not being able to hear anything. Anyway, I have some macadamia nuts, I have some blueberry tea, and I got a crackling candle. And we are going to talk about something that I love to talk about. I'm going to introduce you to a framework of different avatars that I've developed that has helped me tremendously in being someone who is, everything I do is self-motivated. Everything I do is self-motivated. And that has been the case for a long ass time. I have been very self-motivated my entire life. And I've also been very ambitious my entire life. And that has manifested in different ways and different chapters. A lot of what is presented around high achieving people or how to be as a high achieving person or a high performing person doesn't really resonate with me. A lot of it does, but much of it doesn't, because it feels kind of regimented and disciplinarian in a way that, like, I want to feel really fucking good in my creative process. And like, I want to feel really represented in the structures of my business, in the way that my day is structured, in the way that I live my life. This has been an ongoing project for me for, in some ways, my entire life, and in many ways, the last handful of years. Before I owned a business, I was a contractor. So I essentially was running my own business, but within someone else's structure. But no one was managing me. Like, no one, I didn't have a boss, right? Like, no one was there telling me what to do, when to do it. So I learned through that experience, and then building on that in starting my own business and running my own business, I have put a lot of time and experimentation and attention towards continually optimizing my creative process, my creative processes, right? Because they're different, and they ebb and flow, and it depends on what I'm creating, right? I'm sure you can relate with your own ventures or projects. But I've been very attentive with continuously optimizing my creative processes and continuously optimizing my time and my energy and continuously finessing my motivation and like my performance and my ability to show up at my best, in part because that's what I need for my business, right? It's all centered around me and my energy. And in part because that's what I want to do. Like, that's why I'm doing this, because I like it. Because I like it. And because I like having the freedom to do whatever I want to do in the way that I want to do it. And because I like to be always growing and improving and feeling more fulfilled professionally and personally. And for me, the way that I have designed everything and continue to design and course correct and optimize and leverage and tweak as I evolve as a person, and that's a really important piece, is like letting it continue to evolve instead of putting myself in a really stagnant box of, oh, here's what was working in June 2019. So that's what we're doing forever, because things shift, right? Things change, desires change, inspiration opens up in different ways. And to be able to be adaptable with myself and to honor myself in that process is really endlessly fascinating and endlessly gratifying. I love it. So I'm really, really excited because I'm going to be sharing in my upcoming program, Turned On, which I'm going to be telling you guys more about soon. I'm going to be sharing everything that I've learned around this and everything that I have learned through trial, error, experimentation, and continuing to live in it and continuing to optimize and continuing to improve. How can I design my life personally and professionally in an extremely regenerative way, in a way that my professional, you know, my business generates energy for my personal life and my personal life generates energy for my professional life. And everything is synergistic and everything is feeding energy to everything else such that I feel deeply actualized and deeply fulfilled and also taken care of. And there's something, I'm feeling a little emotional right now because there's just something so incredible and so personal about taking the time with yourself to actually tune into what you want and tune into what works for you and tune into what is exciting for you and tune into like, what is my ideal and how can I go about creating that and put the blinders on. And well, this is something I'll cover and Turned On too, but really focus and anchor into what is the vision that I have for me and what I'm creating and my business and my life. And how can I be as true to that and as dedicated to that as possible instead of copying what everyone else is doing, which is not a recipe for personal fulfillment. The recipe for personal fulfillment on this holistic level, which I am like so dedicated to, I just want to give myself everything that I want in life. And in the process of doing that, I want to do that regeneratively so that I am helping other people do that for themselves as well. That's what I'm really committed to. Like, I feel a deep sense of purpose around that, both for the personal gains that I feel from that and the deep satisfaction of helping other people unlock that in themselves. So all of this is to say, all of this is to say that I have so much to share around customized habits, mindset, and energetics of high performance. And not just high performance, but fulfillment and satisfying, sustainable success. I got a lot to share, and I'm gonna share it with you. So for the purposes of this podcast, I'm gonna share just one little tiny framework that I developed and I use all the time. I'm gonna talk about this more in Turned On, talk about a shit ton of other stuff in Turned On. So I work a lot with the concept of avatars. This is something I started working with my coach. People have different names for this. In traditional therapy, it would be similar to internal family systems. Maybe you've heard of something like that. What I've really come to understand is that the process of leveraging and optimizing your time, energy, creativity, motivation, etc., it's a question of getting really good at understanding what the actual problem is and what the tool or the approach that is actually going to be effective. And when I say problem, you guys know that I have a very positive connotation with the word problem. So it's getting very good at understanding like what is actually happening, because a lot of times what we think is happening is not what is actually happening on a deeper level. And this is true for creativity and motivation as it is for relationships and many things in life. We have to get very good at identifying what is actually going on and then getting very good at understanding what the actual solution is and what tools or mindsets or approaches we need to utilize in order to create forward momentum and solutions. So for example, we try to solve problems with our heads all the fucking time. We try to solve brain-created problems with our brains. And we get very, very focused on the what and the how and kind of this the meeting point of that, which is, what do I do? What should I do? And that word should too, right? Like that's a that's an outsourced word. We get really focused on, what should I do about this? What I've learned is that more often than a question of the how and what should I do, it is usually a question of who, the who. I'm laughing at myself right now because I'm getting really serious because like, this is huge. So what do I mean by this? Most problems that we try to solve by doing and being in our heads are better resolved with directing our focus to who we are being, the who. Once we can identify the who, the how is a no-brainer. The do is a no-brainer. The more important thing is the identity and the who, because as you've heard me talk about a lot, identity is what is always steering the ship. It's who do we believe ourselves to be, and the how and what we do follows who we believe ourselves to be, who we know ourselves to be. Avatar work, or developing these different personas, these different who's who come into play in our world, internally and externally, the different versions of ourselves. Oh my God, it's just an outrageous hack. It's an outrageous hack once we can understand this. So let me give you a few examples in a dating context. So imagine a person who is like, I don't understand. I asked this girl out. I followed up. I asked her questions on the date. Like, I just don't understand. Like, why is she not into me? I'm doing all the things. I'm doing what I should be doing. I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing. Right? You see that? They're super focused on the doing and the how. And we can see from the outside, especially if we see them in that really frustrated energy of like the do, the how, the brain, the let me figure this out in my head, versus we can understand a little bit zoomed out. We're like, bro, it's not working because she's not enjoying your company. Because this isn't a question of doing all the right things. This is a question of who you're being yourself, and who you're being in her presence. That is what attracts her to you. And there are certain elements of doing, of course, there are elements of action, but those actions derive naturally from who you're being. It's not the other way around. We don't do ourselves into being. We are, and then the doing and the action naturally derives from that beingness. So can you imagine, for example, let's say I got online and I was like, okay, the way to be successful as an entrepreneur, I got to do a masterclass. I've got to figure out what people's problems are and press on their pain points so that they feel that, and then create, you know, have these different types of offerings that I see these other people having. And like, if I do all of those things, then I'm going to be successful. I don't know about y'all, but whenever I decide to work with someone in any capacity, it's about their energy and what their energy activates in me. I'm actually going to be turned off if I see them like replicating stuff, right? Like, of course we need strategy. We need a how, we need, right? But like that follows the beingness, right? So it's not, this is similar actually to our last podcast. There's some similar subtle mind shift elements with this, but it's not, oh, I'm going to do all those things. I'm going to like do the things I think I should be doing. And then I'll be CEO Cora. That will make me successful. It's like, nah, bitch, I'm going to embody CEO Cora. I am CEO Cora. What decisions does CEO Cora make? What actions does CEO Cora take? It's about who I'm being, right? Because essentially, that's what I do with clients. It's a very human thing that we do together. It's not going to work if I'm not being, if I'm not being in my beingness around it. You see what I'm saying? Like, there would be nothing to connect with if I was just like, bap, bap, bap. I think people want to hear, bap, bap. People want to hear about this. People, blah, blah, blah. People like see that and think it's blah, 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 right? And like, of course, as a business owner, it's great to look around for inspiration and be like, oh, that looks fun. Ooh, I love that. That feels really aligned with me. Oh, that's a system or a structure that feels really aligned with my mission. But that's a totally different energy than let me piece together all the do's and that'll make me be. The guy who is decisive and expresses his interest and follows up after the date, that is because of who he is and who he is being. Those actions are anchored in him being a confident, decisive, romantic man, right? It's not, oh, I did, like, do you feel that difference? Do you feel it? This is like, y'all, once this clicks, this is, so anyway, when we're going through life, whether we're dating, whether we're starting a business or running a business, whether we are interacting with our neighbors, right? Or having lunch with our grandma, there are different facets of ourselves who are most capable of navigating and leading us through those particular circumstances. And we lead with that facet of ourselves, that avatar, right? So for example, something I've seen a lot in dating and relationships is if someone has a lot of professional confidence, but they don't have a lot of romantic confidence. So they feel very secure in seeing themselves as a high value professional, but they don't feel or see themselves as a high value person to date yet. What can happen there and what needs to happen there is we need to develop and strengthen the confidence in the romantic part of you so that when you go on dates, you're not showing up to lead a meeting, right? You're showing up to go on a date. And there's a version of yourself that we get to cultivate. And we get to cultivate the confidence in. We also have personal agency. We get to decide, hey, I want to feel like this. I want to be like this. I'm really inspired by this. This is the type of person I would like to be. We get to decide who we want to be and be that, right? And simultaneously draw from our essence and what feels really true for us. So when you manage projects or, and let's be real, like, I'm talking about this with a lot of professional vernacular, but honestly, we all are the CEOs of our lives, right? We're all the designers of our own lives, right? Should we choose to step into our ownership around that? We are all the creators of our lives. So no matter what your professional situation is, I'm still speaking to you. I'm still speaking to you as a creator, as an innovator, as a lifestyle designer, as someone who is the leader of yourself in every aspect of your life. When we can get to know and develop these different avatars and these different facets and these different beingnesses, beingnesses of ourselves, we get to not only be all of ourselves, we also get to be energized. We get to feel energized, right? So the duality, this particular little duality of avatars that I play with, and I created an Instagram post on this on Monday, is the talent and the manager. This has been huge for being a creator and also a business owner. And what I want to say to anyone listening, no matter if you own a business or not, you are the creator and you're also the manager of your life. You're both. And when we can learn to distinguish, like, okay, the talent is the part that creates. The talent is the part that has the ideas. The talent is the part that has the visions, that expresses, right? That has the presence, that is the artist, the educator, the entertainer, the content creator, right? The charmer, the one who shows up on the date, right? The manager is the one who arranges the date, makes sure that the talent shows up for the date. The manager at points and communication in relationships, the talent might be the one who is wounded, right? Who feels small. The manager might be the part of ourselves that steps up and sets a boundary for ourselves, that holds a line, right? There are all of these ways and all of these areas of our lives where we are the talent and we are also the manager. And the more that we can start to have the manager and the talent befriend each other, the safer we get to feel in anything that we do in life. Because we know, as the talent, we know that the manager has got our back, right? As the manager, we know that we are looking out for the talent and we are setting up the conditions in such a way that the talent can thrive, right? So, for example, let's say that you overbook yourself socially, and that may or may not be a problem under the current circumstances, but let's hypothetically, right? Let's say we all know that feeling of overbooking ourselves, right? Overextending ourselves and not really honoring our need to recharge between things, or we might have FOMO, so we say yes to everything because we're afraid of missing out. Literally what FOMO is. We're afraid of missing out. We're like, oh, we can do it, right? We're kind of like driving the talent. When truthfully, we know that we need buffer space between appointments. We need buffer space between social engagements to be at our best, to be present, to be in our beingness, to make the most of, to experience the highest quality of those experiences. So the manager is the one who comes in and says, hey, I'm so sorry. Like, I know we made those plans. I'm actually realizing that I'm a little overextended this week and I really want to be at optimum energy when we hang out. Could we reschedule? Right? That's the manager looking out for the talent. The talent is the one who someone proposes a creative project to us and we're like, oh my God, that sounds fucking exciting. I want to do that. Okay, amazing. Let's talk about this tomorrow. Let's look at the calendar, set a date. Let me look at, you know, what's possible on my end. Essentially, like, let me check in with the manager. Let me check in with the manager. Anyone listening, have you had the experience where you don't feel like your personal manager has been there for you as the talent? You haven't been there for yourself as the manager? And you don't really feel safe, and you don't really feel taken care of, and you don't really feel looked after. You know that feeling when you're taking everything way too fucking seriously? You're taking everything too seriously and you're not having fun and you're just doing things for the sake of doing things, and you're way too much in the how and the doingness, and you're not nurturing the beingness, or the beingness isn't even showing up for you. That's all manager, no talent, right? That's when you're like, two in the manager and you're not, the talent is like off on a bender in Vegas because the talent is pissed and is rebelling, right? So there's ways that these parts of ourselves work with each other and can work with each other. A huge thing is when we're feeling a lack of motivation or we're procrastinating, right? A lot of times because we have, I mean, I don't think I need to tell you that the United States has an extremely toxic work culture and attitude towards work that many of us have internalized or absorbed in some type of way, right? Where we can feel very focused on productivity and like our inherent value is tied to our productivity. Well, we also can recognize that making progress, creating, being productive actually can feel amazing, right? Productivity isn't bad. It's just not our inherent value as a person. So anyway, many of us can get into these relationships between our talent and our manager where our manager is kind of sadistic, right? And doesn't give the talent credit overworks the talent, doesn't give the talent time off, doesn't respect the talent's process. When the talent is procrastinating or is unmotivated, instead of being like, hey, what do you need? Like, what do you need? What's going on? How can I support you? Our manager can go into produce, motherfucker. What are you doing? Why are you doing this? We go into self-judgment, right? When we can, first of all, discern who is who and whose job is whose and who needs to be utilizing which tools and where is the talent doing the manager's job and the manager is doing the talent's job and where is there strife between the talent and the manager and how can we nurture understanding and teamwork between the talent and the manager? We're unstoppable. We're fucking unstoppable. The manager is on fleek. The manager is out here booking deals. The talent is like, bro, look at you. You're on fire. You're out here booking gigs for me. You're getting all the gigs I want. You're charging what I want to be charging. You're giving me the space between projects to recuperate so I can show up at full charge to the next project. Like, fuck yeah, you're the best manager ever. I feel so taken care of. I feel so honored. I feel like you believe in me. I feel like you not only respect me as an artist, you also respect and love me as a human being. And I'm going to show up and I'm going to be an incredible client, right? And the manager, like the talent starts showing up at full charge, full charm, full velocity. And the manager is like, woo, oh my God. That gives the manager the confidence in the deals, in the strategy, in the structure, in the agreements, in the scheduling to truly value the talent. It becomes a regenerative relationship between them. We grow trust between our internal manager and our internal talent, and we become a power team within ourselves of working with what actually works and prioritizing our beingness, doing the managerial things from the beingness of the manager and doing/creating the talent creations from the beingness of being the talent. When we have alignment between the doingness and the beingness, and remember that the doingness springs from the beingness, because identity will always steer the ship, our energy is fully leveraged and it's clean. It's a clean energy. And when we're in a clean, fully leveraged energy, everything that we do is way more fucking effective. That's where we collapse timelines. We like open portals. We're like on fucking fire. And that's what people talk about around alignment, right? There's alignment in our doingness and our beingness and our desire and our thoughts, right? It's also really fun. It's also really fun. Avatars are something I leverage a lot when I am nervous. It's which part of me knows how to get this shit done? Like, which part of me wants to take the lead right now? And is most capable of taking the lead right now. Again, it's a question of who rather than what and how. It's a question of beingness rather than doingness. The doingness follows the beingness. So then we're showing up to a job interview or a podcast guest recording or whatever as the badass CEO version of ourselves or badass professional version of ourselves or, you know, that version of ourselves, and we're going to be really effective in that. We're not showing up to the job interview and the dating romantic avatar. That's not appropriate, right? And the more that these avatars, these facets of ourselves, we can honor and get to know them, the more they can actually help each other out. Because there are elements of the professional confidence that we can bring into the dating confidence. So we can bring the flirtation and the charm from the dating avatar into the professional context with boundaries, right? With professional boundaries. There's like a whole team we have working with us all the time, these different facets of ourselves. And the more that the team members, so a lot of internal dissonance actually comes from certain avatars judging other avatars, or dissonance between avatars. So when you think of it like a team, when you orient yourself like all of these facets of yourselves are part of the same team, that's when you're unstoppable. That's when you can do fucking anything. That's when you leverage your energy. That's when you feel fully actualized and expressed, and all parts of yourself feel represented and feel honored. So think about this. Where in your life do you need your manager to be stepping up more? Where in your life is your talent left to do your manager's job because your manager is absent? Where is your manager doing your talent's job? Where is the talent rebelling? And instead of being a sadistic manager who's like, hey, nose to the grindstone, produce, 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 how can you look at this as a synergistic relationship and as the manager say, hey, what's going on? What do you want? Do you want to do this thing? What do you need to feel supported? Right? Because with motivation, punishing yourself is not effective, just like it wouldn't be with another person. And we get to develop these relationships within ourselves that are functional. And that is how we become, that is how we are in the beingness of being a highly functional, high-performing person. So that's it for today. I'm going to tell you guys more about Turned On soon. I hope this was helpful. And please tag me on Instagram. Share this. Tag me on Instagram. Write a review. Spread the word. Send this to other people. Do whatever you feel compelled to do. Both the talent and the manager over here would be very grateful. So we will catch you on the next episode, and hoping you're all doing great. Oh yeah. And by the way, we're releasing these episodes on Thursdays now instead of Wednesdays, per the talent's request. So catch you next Thursday. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Pillow Talk Radio. I'm Cora Boyd, and make sure to subscribe so we can keep you in the loop. In the interim, you can find me on Instagram at @TheCoraBoyd, YouTube Cora Boyd, website coraboydcoaching.com. Have an excellent rest of your day, night, morning, evening, whatever it is, wherever you are, and we'll catch you next week.